right, rolling along, 9:48, time for the Cindio Twitter question of the day. Going back to KU, and it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and this was also crafted during the TCU game, so it may or may not have affected your vote then. But if you haven't voted, now you know what happened in the game last night, so if that sways you one way or the other, now you're free to weigh in. Knowing that Doak is out and De Silva. Yeah, I think you guys hopefully got it because no one corrected
right.
me. Knowing Doak is out and De Silva is TBA for Kansas the rest of the season, are the Jayhawks going to win the Big 12 again? Yep. Nope. Texas Tech is. Nope. TCU is. Or nope. Iowa State is. 57% said yep. Only 34%.
I don't know how you could go any other way.
Well, and a lot of people pointed out in the mentions that until it happens, I'm not going to bet against KU Hoops or Bill Self. Dave said, not a huge Bill Self fan, but the man can coach. And it's KU, so it'll always work itself out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So clever.
Nicely done, Dave. Mm-hmm. So plenty of people still have blind faith in Kansas, and 14 years in a row will do that for you, and I don't blame them. So 57% say yep. 34% went with Texas Tech, only 8% with Iowa State, and only 1% said TCU.
Well, Shane, here's how I would answer that question. Take the history out of it, which of course is impossible to do.
That's another thing where it's history versus these guys right now. It's mm-hmm. interesting how that goes. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. In this case, I think it's that's a more persuasive argument. But do they have the best player in the league?
If not the best, one of them. Yeah, way up there.
If not, he's certainly in the discussion with maybe one or two others. I think he's probably the best player in the conference. And do they have the best coach in the conference?
Without question.
I mean, I think they probably have the best. So you've got that. Next. I mean, really.
Really decent place
until,
to start.
until someone takes it away from them. Yeah, why is there even a discussion about this?
Well, 57% would agree with you that there isn't a discussion. Yeah. But they win last night over TCU. What do they have next? Did I say that? Oh, yeah, Baylor, at Baylor.
Baylor.
Baylor on Saturday.
In Waco.
Okay.
Here's a question for you, mm-hmm. and it dovetails. Under number of losses it will take to win the Big 12 outright.
What will be the cutoff that will do it?
Yeah, how many losses can you afford to have and still win the conference outright? Realizing that Kansas has one loss already.
I'll say four.
Yeah, I think four is probably your over-under, right?
And that means, you know, that Texas Tech is going to have to lose four along the way. For example, can KU make it through the rest of the slate with only three and still win it outright? I guess four is where I'll go there and feel safe without having to share it, you know, or tiebreaker or whatever.
Now, I will say this. You better hope that Lawson stays healthy.
Well, no doubt. All bets are off if he doesn't.
Well, yeah, because now you've got enough pieces around him that all of a sudden aren't there that you might have been counting on. That there's a lot on his shoulders at this point.
Sure.
So, but anyway.
Okay, so Kyler Murray, according mm-hmm. to the San Francisco Chronicle, yeah. OU's quarterback and the Oakland A's first round draft pick, is going to declare for the 2019 NFL draft before Monday's deadline. This according to the Chronicle. Todd McShay and Mel Kiper, ESPN's draft gurus, have said that Murray could be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. Mm. According to Elias, no player has ever been a first-round pick in both NFL and Major League Baseball drafts. Murray, of course, was selected ninth by the A's last year. I've asked multiple times aloud, and kind of rhetorically, you know, how can this guy just drop football and walk away from it with the kind of season that he's had?
Yeah.
And
well,
if he declares for the draft, then at least a little part of him is curious to what might be when it comes to the NFL draft.
Well, if he goes into the NFL draft, he has what? A virtual lock to be on an NFL roster next year. How long does it take him to get to the big leagues? You know more about him baseball-wise than I do. I mean, I know what I've seen him play a couple of times, but
I was surprised he was taken ninth overall.
I was.
Does that answer your question?
That seems to be the general consensus that was a higher than thought of pick when he went number nine by the A's. So how far is he from being in the big leagues? You tell me.
Every bit of 3 years.
Okay. So that might be your answer right there, right?
Well, I mean, if you know anything about baseball, who's his agent? Scott Boras? I think
Don't
it's
know.
Boras. Whoever it is knows and could tell him the truth if he doesn't realize how far away from the big leagues he is. You don't have to spend 3 years in the minors in the NFL, especially if you're a first rounder.
Right.
You know, you might be holding the clipboard for a little while, but at least you're there. I don't know. I don't know that he realizes. And I don't want to climb into his head too far, but I don't know if he realizes how far from the major leagues he is.
Yeah.
And if you believe everybody that analyzes this kind of stuff, he's not all that far from playing for somebody in the NFL.
No.
Hell, the people are saying Trevor Lawrence could start for somebody in the NFL right now, and he's only 19. If there's ever a position where you don't have to be old and you can rely on your God-given ability, it's quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Agreed.
So I think he has a really, really tough decision coming up over the next however many weeks and months.
There would be, if I had certainty on both, it wouldn't even be a question. I'd go play Major League Baseball, and it wouldn't even be, I wouldn't even give it a second thought. Not even close.
Yeah, but you're not going straight to the big leagues, though.
No, that's right. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
That's the difference. You're 3 years away from your dream in the big leagues, and you're right there in the NFL. Coaching changes in the league coming up next.